Let's do William, in parenthesis, Tommy Richardson. Today's date, which is 6-3. His date of birth, which is 3-18-56. This is a 66-year-old gentleman with history of hepatitis C, now with hepatocellular cancer. Patient recently was in hospice, but because he states because he called an ambulance, went to the hospital recently because he thought he was having a chest pain, and was dropped from a previous hospice company, period. The 66-year-old gentleman definitely is quite ill. He has hepatitis C, which was treated, but by the time he was treated, he states it was too late and he had developed hepatocellular carcinoma. Period. He's very weak. He's only able to move around from bed to chair. He uses a walker. He's got severe protein calorie malnutrition. He has abdominal ascites. He's quite weak because of his anemia and suffers from hepatic encephalopathy. Period. His recent H&H is 11. 10 and 30. His white count is 5.3. His total protein is 6.8 and albumin of 2.9. Period. Patient also suffers from hypertension, COPD, TIA, myocardial infarction, cirrhosis, tobacco abuse. Patient is in severe pain since he was on Dilaudid and morphine on hospice, and when they discharged him, they did not provide him with any medication. Period. Patient has voiced complaint to the authorities regarding being dropped from hospice without having any kind of safety net, since it's important for patient, since it's imperative for patient to get his pain medication, and he has no way of getting to the emergent, going to the physician to get his pain medication refilled, period. During the hospitalization most recently, on 5-6-22, he also was found to have a lung mass, which was thought to be either a metastasis or a new primary lung cancer. Patient is too weak and too debilitated to undergo any biopsies at this time, and patient is agreeable. Social, heavy smoker, heavy drinker in the past, married 3 times, has 3 children, lives with his brother in a trailer in Cleveland, Texas. Patients used to be a box cutter or a box manufacturing company, period. Vaccination, no COVID vaccination. Medical problems, as above. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Family history, both mom and dad died of cancer. He doesn't know what kind. Review of system, weight loss, weakness, severe pain. He called the ambulance to go to the emergency room because he couldn't stand his pain and he thought he was having a heart attack. Not eating, decreased appetite, he only eating 10% of his meals. Severe weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, hepatic encephalopathy, history of high ammonia level related to his encephalopathy. At one time, he was noted to be 75. Muscle wasting, severe weakness, requiring ADL, help with ADL. Hence, the brother is a caretaker that lives with him at this time. Chest pain off and on, shortness of breath with any kind of activity. leg swelling because of protein calendar malnutrition. And most recently, status post fall with a large bruise to their forehead. Blood pressure, 90 over 60, pulses 100, respirations 22. Heart, tachycardic with ectopics, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft, increased girth, secondary to ascites, neurological, severe profound weakness, but moving all four extremities. Skin, numerous ecchymotic lesions, consistent with platelet dysfunction. Lower extremity shows no edema, or 1+ edema with severe muscle wasting. Here we have a uh, 66-year-old gentleman with history of hepatitis C, ascites, cirrhosis, hepatocellular carcinoma, coronary artery disease, possible lung mets, or lung mass, most likely mets, tobacco abuse, COPD, hypertension, alcohol abuse, history of hepatitis C, requiring pain medication, becoming much weaker, because of his anemia with protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is appropriate for hospice care. Thank you.